Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she did not. Went to baby shower and nobody listened.
Oh.
Nobody listened.
It's one of those.
Mm-hmm. Amy wrote in. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling all the guests to return their gifts? Oh, this is awkward.
I mean.
She said, Allie and DZ, I'm pregnant with my first child. I have two sisters who I told I do not want a baby shower. Even though I told them this, they still planned a surprise party, made me a baby registry at multiple stores, and invited 40 people to my mom's house. When a guest called and asked me what I still needed, I told her nothing, and she asked about the registry. See, the guest didn't realize it was a surprise party, so she accidentally outed it.
Surprise ruined.
So I called my sisters and told them to cancel the party, and they thought that was too harsh. So I settled in the middle and I told him, fine, you can have the party, but everyone needs to return the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want a registry or a baby shower. They said I'm being a jerk and just to let people do something nice.
Oh, you
no
got,
thanks.
You got money if you're telling people
thanks.
You don't want no gifts or nothing with your first baby.
Or she doesn't want the attention. Who knows? Am I the jerk for telling the guests to return their gifts?
Dog, the baby shower isn't about you, though. I know it is about
it should
you. It is about you. But it's also about the baby. It's also about people wanting to share in the joy of your baby. And it's your first one at that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just up and told people to say, nah, bring the gifts
back.
But
she had already communicated, but she didn't want it. And nobody listened.
Return the stroller.
And then they make a surprise on top of that.
Yeah, that's true.
I get why she sounds entitled, but it's like, I have all my stuff. Well, then that's her problem and not ours.
Right. But you could also return that stuff on your own after you get it.
It just shows how everything's about everybody else. Like throwing the parties for you to feel good about doing something for somebody.
For somebody, yeah.
Setting up the registry is for you to feel good.
But your siblings love you and they want to share in your happiness and joy about the baby and they want other people to do the same.
The pregnant lady said no thanks.
Pregnant lady didn't want it, bro, at all. See, and I'm somebody that I don't like parties. I don't like surprises. I don't like attention. The reality is, if I can stay in the background and just throw in my peace signs.
That makes one of us. I'm
good
with that. I love parties. I love attention.
And this is why we work. You like it. I don't. I don't need it. I don't care for it. But no, for real, I think I'm leaning towards jerk, bro.
You are? You think she's a jerk for telling everybody to return the baby shower gifts? All right.
I think she just should have let it happen and gone about it. You could always return it on your end.
I say not the jerk.
Really?
She communicated to them what she wanted. They didn't listen. And now they're having to deal with the consequences of her directly telling them what she wants.
Not enough,
for her baby.
Not enough people say things directly. And that's why it didn't get believed, I'm sure. Because they went, oh, you're saying no, but you really do want one.
But we
want
to throw you one. She's like, I don't care.
You're going to regret it if we don't.
Is Amy the jerk? 414-533-1037. Her sisters and mom throwing a surprise party, surprise registry. She said, return all the gifts. I'm out.
Ugh.
Yikes. Is she the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I guess my not the jerk fired some people up. Let's start with Amanda and Racine this morning because I said I didn't think Amy was a jerk for telling the guests to return their gifts they bought for her, the baby shower she didn't want that her sisters threw.
I understand what you're saying, though. She said what she said, and she was honest and direct.
But
and
then
people still went around
she
it.
She sounds ungrateful. That's where people get lost, right?
Yep. But no, she was just honest and direct.
Amanda's in Racine this morning. There it is. Here comes trouble.
Trouble, capital T.
DZ said jerk.
Today, anything can happen.
That's right. I said not the jerk. Which way are you going, Amanda?
He's absolutely the jerk. You're getting free stuff. Okay? I mean, come on. How can you say no to free stuff?
Ding, 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 ding,
You're
ding,
not
ding,
wrong.
Ding, ding.
I mean, honestly.
And at the money. And if you're getting free stuff that you don't want, you could return it and get that money back and then buy what you want. What?
Yeah,
exactly.
All us poor people are getting triggered by that part of it. We're like, that swear. Part. What is wrong with you?
Preach, girl.
With my second kid, I mean, I'm going to have a sprinkle. I mean, I want some gifts. So. Yeah.
Amanda said, she said, not only is she the jerk, I want one for my second child as well.
Amanda said, why don't you give me the stuff you don't want? I'll take it. Gladly.
That's
funny. Come over. Yeah, I'll send you my address, girl. You can send them over here. I'll take it.
Amanda is pregnant. That's why she's very passionate about this topic.
She said what she said, dog.
All right, Amanda, thanks for calling. You said jerk.
Have a good day.
You too.
Alexis is in Muskego this morning. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. I say total jerk. Her sisters are trying to do something for her. They're excited for her. Some people say they don't want something when they really do. So how could her sisters be sure? She's pregnant, she's hormonal, and if she doesn't want it, she could just donate it to a women's shelter, all the gifts.
Oh,
that's what they should have done, donated the gifts.
That's a great spin.
She's already mad she's got to do the party.
Right. Well, and the fact that your family isn't listening to the desires and your wishes, that's part of it, and why I understand why you're saying not the jerk, Allie, because how often does family just go, still going to do it. Too bad. We do what we want.
And you're like, hold on. And we had two jerks there back to back. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk, her family are the jerks. People need to respect others' wishes.
Yeah, respect boundaries at that too, but so far we got...
But Alexis had a good idea.
Yeah.
Just give it to the women's shelter or shelter.
There is people in need, and Alexis brings up a great point. Hadn't even thought about that. Yep.
Dang it, Alexis. Forget you for being all...
Why you have to make
having
sense?
Good ideas and whatnot. All right, bye!
Bye.
Caitlin's in Cambridge, last but not least. Now, Caitlin, it has been a sweep. Are you going to pull out the broom, or are you going to go not the jerk?
I'm going to say she's being a jerk.
Ooh, sweep it out. Why, though?
So I just think that, I understand there's people who don't want the attention. They don't want the gifts. They don't want the quirky games.
Mm-hmm.
But I think her sisters are being sweet. It's her first baby. Like you said, she's hormonal. And maybe she just, maybe they just want to make her feel special, because being a mom is such a fun thing. And they can do, the shower without the games. They don't even have to open gifts. That's a new thing now.
That's true.
So
listen to what Brittany texted in.
I think she should be appreciative.
Caitlin, yeah. Brittany texted in and said, you can't be ungrateful for something you didn't want.
Oh.
Her sisters feel entitled to something they're not.
Ooh.
Brittany,
dang,
girl.
I guess I'd wonder what she would think about, what if people visited her after baby and brought her a gift? Would she still deny the gift?
I don't know.
I think she's just being stubborn.
And I want to ask both of y'all something now, as mothers, right? Because I hear the youngins in the back.
Yeah, and I'm pregnant now, so I'm on number three.
And with one in tow, do you guys think that the hormones could have some type of part in her going, no, I don't want it. And then later on, once things maybe settle, she'd go regret the fact that she said no, had they listened to her?
Yes, I do. You look back on that day and it's so special. And everyone's got that story when they're pregnant where they were probably in the wrong and they didn't want to admit it, or they got in a fight with somebody, or we're just really set in their ways, and it's totally the hormones.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And first time mom anxiety is real.
Mm.
Oh, and then some.
And I'm not looking to get nothing mansplained or explain. I'm looking to understand. Yeah. That's why I asked, do you think the hormones really have something to do with it? Because I could see it.
For sure. Of course.
I could see it. And
absolutely.
Then 2 weeks later go by and she didn't have the baby shower and she goes, dang it, why didn't I do the baby shower?
Then she cries and wants it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well,
for real.
Maybe. Yeah. Caitlin, good luck with your pregnancy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Ooh, at least two pregnant women called in for...
she said number three on the way.
And now, of course, all the not the jerks are texting in because everybody on the phone said jerk.
Oh, now that it's a sweep, y'all want to say some, huh?
Mila said, I'm Triggy, not the jerk. She's pregnant. She doesn't want to be all around the people with cooties putting her baby at risk.
So I somehow, some way, just know Mila was going to say not the jerk.
Mila, you're too much. You're so funny.
I love it.
Somebody else said, what if the baby wasn't planned and it's not a great situation? We don't know, but on the phones, it was a jerk.
Swept.
For being mad about the baby shower she didn't want and making the guests return the gifts.
Who brought the broom here? Who put that broom there?
Amanda, Alexis, and Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she did not Went to baby shower and nobody listened.
Oh.
Nobody listened.
It's one of those.
Mm-hmm. Amy wrote in. She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling all the guests to return their gifts? Oh, this is awkward.
I mean.
She said, Allie and DZ, I'm pregnant with my first child. I have two sisters who I told I do not want a baby shower. Even though I told them this, they still planned a surprise party, made me a baby registry at multiple stores, and invited 40 people to my mom's house. When a guest called and asked me what I still needed, I told her nothing, and she asked about the registry. See, the guest didn't realize it was a surprise party, so she accidentally outed it.
Surprise ruined.
So I called my sisters and told them to cancel the party, and they thought that was too harsh. So I settled in the middle and I told him, fine, you can have the party, but everyone needs to return the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
I did not want a registry or a baby shower. They said I'm being a jerk and just to let people do something nice.
Oh, you
no
got,
thanks.
You got money if you're telling people thanks. You don't want no gifts or nothing with your first baby.
Or she doesn't want the attention. Who knows? Am I the jerk for telling the guests to return their gifts?
Dog, the baby shower isn't about you, though. I know it is about you. It is about you. But it's also about the baby. It's also about people wanting to share in the joy of your baby. And it's your first one at that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just up and told people to say, nah, bring the gifts
back. But she had already communicated, but she didn't want it. And nobody listened.
Return
and
then the stroller.
A surprise on top of that.
Yeah,
I
that's
get why
true.
She sounds entitled, but it's like, I have all my stuff. Well, then that's her problem and not ours.
Right. But you could also return that stuff on your own after you get it.
It just shows how everything's about everybody else. Like throwing the parties for you to feel good about doing something for somebody.
For somebody, yeah.
Setting up the registry is for you to feel good.
But your siblings love you and they want to share in your happiness and joy about the baby and they want other people to do the same.
The pregnant lady said no thanks.
Pregnant lady didn't want it, bro, at all. See, and I'm somebody, I don't like parties. I don't like surprises. I don't like attention. The reality is, if I could stay in the background and just throw in my peace signs.
Well, that makes one of us. I'm
good
parties,
with that.
I love attention.
And this is why we work. You like it, I don't. I don't need it, I don't care for it. But no, for real, I think I'm leaning towards jerk, bro.
You are? You think she's a jerk for telling everybody to return the baby shower gifts? All right.
I think she just should have let it happen and gone about it. You could always return it on your end.
I say not the jerk.
Really?
She communicated to them what she wanted. They didn't listen. And now they're having to deal with the consequences of her directly telling them what she wants.
Not enough,
for her baby.
Not enough people say things directly. And that's why it didn't get believed, I'm sure. Because they went, oh, you're saying no, but you really do want
one. But we want to throw you one. She's like, I don't care.
You're going to regret it if we don't.
Is Amy the jerk? 414-533-1037. Her sisters and mom throwing a surprise party, surprise registry. She said, return all the gifts. I'm out.
Ugh.
Yikes. Is she the jerk? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I guess am I not the jerk? Fired some people up. Let's start with Amanda and Racine this morning because I said I didn't think Amy was a jerk for telling the guests to return their gifts they bought for her, the baby shower she didn't want that her sisters threw.
I understand what you're saying, though. She said what she said, and she was honest and direct.
But
and
then
people still went around
she
it.
She sounds ungrateful. That's where people get lost, right?
Yep. But no, she was just honest and direct.
Amanda's in Racine this morning. There it is. Here comes trouble.
Trouble, capital T.
DZ said jerk.
Today. Anything can happen.
That's right. I said not the jerk. Which way are you going, Amanda?
He's absolutely the jerk. You're getting free stuff. Okay? I mean, come on. How can you say no to free stuff?
Ding, 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 ding.
Honestly.
And if you're getting free stuff that you don't want, you could return it and get that money back and then buy what
money.
You want. What?
Yeah,
exactly.
All us poor people are getting triggered by that part of it. We're like, what is wrong with you?
Preach, girl.
With my second kid, I mean, I'm going to have a sprinkle. I mean, I want some gifts. So. Yeah.
Amanda said, she said, not only is she the jerk, I want one for my second child as well.
Amanda said, why don't you give me the stuff you don't want? I'll take it. Gladly.
That's
funny. Come over. Yeah, I'll send you my address, girl. You can send them over here. I'll take it.
Amanda is pregnant. That's why she's very passionate about this topic.
She said what she said, dog.
All right, Amanda, thanks for calling. You said jerk.
Have a good day.
You too.
Alexis is in Muskego this morning. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. I say total jerk. Her sisters are trying to do something for her. They're excited for her. Some people say they don't want something when they really do. So how could her sisters be sure? She's pregnant, she's hormonal, and if she doesn't want it, she could just donate it to a women's shelter, all the gifts.
Oh!
Oh, that's what they should have done, donated the gifts.
That's a great spin.
But she's already mad she's got to do the party.
Right. Well, and the fact that your family isn't listening to the desires and your wishes, that's part of it, and why I understand why you're saying not to jerk, Allie, because how often does family just go, eh, yeah, but we're still going to do it. Nah, too bad.
Too bad.
We do what we want.
And you're like, hold on. And we had two jerks there back to back. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk, or family are the jerks. People need to respect others' wishes.
Yeah, respect boundaries at that too, but so far
Alexis had a good idea.
Yeah.
Just give it to the women's shelter or any shelter.
There is people in need, and Alexis brings up a great point. Hadn't even thought about that. Yep.
Dang it, Alexis. Forget you for being all
why you have to make
having
sense.
Good ideas and whatnot. All right, bye. Caitlin's in Cambridge, last but not least. Now, Caitlin, it has been a sweep. Are you going to pull out the broom, or are you going to go not the jerk?
I'm going to say she's being a jerk.
Ooh, sweep it out. Why, though?
So I just think that, I understand there's people who don't want the attention. They don't want the gifts. They don't want the quirky games.
Mm-hmm.
But I think her sisters are being sweet. It's her first baby. Like you said, she's hormonal. And maybe she just, maybe they just want to make her feel special, because being a mom is such a fun thing. And they can do, the shower without the games. They don't even have to open gifts. That's a new thing now.
That's true.
So
listen to what Brittany texted in.
I think she should be appreciative.
Caitlin, yeah. Brittany texted in and said, you can't be ungrateful for something you didn't want. Her sisters feel entitled to something they're not.
Dang, girl.
I guess I'd wonder what she would think about, what if people visited her after baby and brought her a gift? Would she still deny the gift?
I don't know.
I think she's just being stubborn.
And I want to ask both of y'all something now, as mothers, right? Because I hear the youngins in the back.
Yeah, I'm pregnant now, so I'm on number three.
And with one in tow, do you guys think that the hormones could have some type of part in her going, no, I don't want it. And then later on, when things maybe settle, she'd go regret the fact that she said no? Had they listened to her?
Yes, I do. You look back on that day, and it's so special, and everyone's got that story when they're pregnant where they were probably in the wrong and they didn't want to admit it, or they got in a fight with somebody, or we're just really set in their ways, and it's totally the hormones.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And first time mom anxiety is real.
Oh, and then some.
And I'm not looking to get nothing mansplained or explain. I'm looking to understand. Yeah. That's why I asked, do you think the hormones really have something to do with it? Because I could see it.
For sure. Of course. I could see it. And absolutely.
Then 2 weeks later go by and she didn't have the baby shower, and she goes, dang it, why didn't I do the baby shower?
Cries and wants it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well,
for real.
Maybe. Yeah. Caitlin, good luck with your pregnancy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Ooh, at least two pregnant women called in for...
she said number three on the way.
And now, of course, all the not the jerks are texting in because everybody on the phone said jerk.
Oh, now that it's a sweep, y'all want to say some, huh?
Mila said, I'm Triggy, not the jerk. She's pregnant. She doesn't want to be all around the people with cooties putting her baby at risk.
So I somehow, some way, just know Mila was going to say not the jerk.
Mila, you're too much. You're so funny.
I love it.
Somebody else said, what if the baby wasn't planned and it's not a great situation? We don't know, but on the phones, it was a jerk.
Swept.
For being mad about the baby shower she didn't want and making the guests return the gifts.
Who brought the broom here? Who put that broom there?
Amanda, Alexis, and Caitlin.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.